Good morning, greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
We thank God for watching over the Mandarin congregation all these many four decades.
我们感谢神，在过去这四十多年多个年头，主一直的看顾眷顾着华语崇拜。
It is by God's grace and mercies that we are not consumed.
是全是因着神的施恩怜悯，我们不致消灭。
The church is not the building.
教会不是这建筑物。
The church will always be the people.
教会是人。
You are the church.
你就是教会。
We thank God for preserving each and every one of us in the faith.
我们感谢神保守我们每一个人在这真道的信仰上。
We live in a world full of troubles.
我们是活在这充满这磨难的世界。
There are many trials and temptations.
有许许多多的试炼试探。
And these are all the experiences in life that will test and challenge our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这一切都是在我们生命中的，就是来要来试验我们对主的信靠。
Will you and I keep trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ to the very end?
你我会不会就是持续的来信靠主耶稣基督，直到末了？
2 Timothy was an epistle written by the Apostle Paul just before he died.
提摩太后书是使徒保罗他所写的书信，那他就是写给提摩太的第二封书信，在他死之前。
The text for our consideration this morning are his final words.
我们今早所要思想的这一处经文，那就是他的遗言。
Do you love Christ appearing?
你爱慕他或者基督的显现吗？
Do you know what it means when Christ appears?
你明白当说到说基督显现是什么意思吗？
When Christ appears, the day of salvation is over.
当基督显现的时候，也就是说救赎的日子就成为过去了。
The day of judgment begins.
那审判的日子就开始了。
We can't evangelize anymore.
我们不能够继续来传福音了。
Because when the Lord Jesus Christ appears in the clouds of glory, we cannot say, "Save me, Jesus."
因为当主耶稣就是驾着云荣耀的来到的时候，我们不能够在那个时候才来呼喊说耶稣基督救我。
Jesus will reply and say, I'm not here to save, I'm here to judge.
因为主耶稣他会这样的回应说，我这回来不是要来拯救，我是来施行审判。
When that day comes, the wicked and the evil will be wicked and evil forever.
当那个日子来到，那些就是邪恶罪恶的仍然会停留在邪恶罪恶的当中。
The ones who are holy and righteous will be holy and righteous forever.
那圣洁那公义的就会永永远远的圣洁公义了。
While the day of salvation is still available, the evil and the wicked can become holy and righteous in Christ.
当救赎的日子还在的时候那些罪恶邪恶的他们能够来成为圣洁公义，能够借着耶稣基督在基督里来成为圣洁公义。
When Christ appears, there will also be no need for any service.
那当基督显现的时候，那我们就不再需要服侍了。
Our service on earth will also be done.
我们在地面上的服侍也告一段落。
Everything that we do will be over when the Lord appears.
我们所行的一切，当主显现的时候，也会成为过去。
This system of the world will cease to exist.
那在这世上的这些体系，那就会在当时候一切都归为无有。
All the buildings and everything that you and I see in this world will be destroyed.
那你我在这地面上所看到的各样的建设，那到时候都会被毁灭。
It will be the end of everything that is of this world.
那将会是这世上一切的终结。
So do you love Christ appearing? And he will do all these things.
因此你是否爱慕主耶稣基督的显现他将会行这一切。
There are some people who love Christ appearing because his time and life on earth are painful and miserable.
有一些人他们是爱慕说主耶稣的显现，因为他们在地面上过活的时候是充满着磨难，充满着各样的痛楚。
And so he wants Christ to appear so that his pain and his trouble will be over.
因此他愿意说基督来显现，好叫他的这些磨难痛楚都成为过去。
Is that a good and biblical reason for Christ appearing?
那这是否是良善合乎圣经教导的这样的一个渴慕基督的显现呢？
Apostle Paul says, love his appearing.
那主耶稣使徒保罗说是爱慕他的显现。
Not because you want to get rid of your pain.
而不是因为你要来除去你的痛楚。
Because you love to be with him.
这是因为你是爱慕要与他同在。
You love to see him face to face, your Savior.
那你喜爱说要来跟你的救赎主面对面。
That's why Paul used the word agape love to describe someone who loves his appearing.
那因此使徒保罗是用这样的一个字眼agape 这样的一个爱来形容一个爱慕基督显现的人。
It is a love that is based upon no conditions.
那这样的一个爱是无条件的爱。
This is the love of God.
这是神的爱。
This was the kind of love that God demonstrated when he sent the Lord Jesus Christ to suffer and to die for us.
那这是我们的主他所显明出来的爱。那当他差派了他的独生爱子耶稣基督为我们来死的时候，
Were there any conditions that prompted God the Father to send his only begotten Son?
那是不是有任何条件那促使到说圣天父他差派了他的独生爱子来？
What were the conditions?
那条件是什么呢？
Was it because the world now worship God? No.
是不是世人都在敬拜神呢？不是的。
The people of the world have now become God's children? No.
那在这世上的每一个人都成为神的儿女吗？
The world was still filled with sin and sinners.
这世界仍然是充满着罪和罪人。
The world had become wicked and more wicked.
那这世界是变得就是邪恶，更为邪恶了。
God the Father loved the unlovable.
那天父他爱那些不可爱的。
He loved the idolater. He loved the adulterer.
他爱那敬拜偶像的，他爱那行奸淫的。
He loved all sinners. That's it.
他爱所有的罪人就单单是如此。
Even though there was absolutely nothing lovely for God to love any one of us, but He loved us.
那虽然没有任何的这理由能够来让神来爱我们，然而神仍然就是这样的爱我们。
We love Christ appearing.Simply because he is Christ.
我们爱慕基督的显现单单就是因为他是基督。
We just want to see him face to face.
我们只是单单要来面对面来朝见他。
We now see him by faith. We want to see him by sight.
我们这时候是凭信心来见到他。我们愿意的是凭眼见凭肉眼来凭眼睛来看见他。
Do you have this love for Christ appearing?
你是否有这样的一个爱，是爱慕着基督的显现？
Because this is what he is going to do.
那因为他将会是这样子的来做。
Because this is what will happen before the millennial kingdom begins.
那因为这是将会是在千禧年国度开始之前，那他会这么做。
The Apostle Paul loved Christ appearing.
使徒保罗他爱慕基督的显现。
He shared with us in these three verses three characteristics that are found in his heart when he loved Christ appearing.
那在这段经文当中，他就与我们来分享，那就是他分享三方面的特性，就是当他这个是爱慕神基督的显现的时候。
And if we have these three characteristics, we too will also love Christ appearing.
那如果我们都拥有这三个特性，那我们也一样是爱慕基督的显现。
So the first characteristic we see in verse 6 is he lived a life of sacrifice.
那在第六节是我们看到第一个特性，就是他活了一个牺牲的生命。
He said, I am now ready to be offered.
他说我现在被交奠。
He borrowed an Old Testament picture to help us understand what was in his heart.
那他是借用旧约的一个画面来帮助我们来明白他内心就是所想的。
He described himself as one of the animals, clean animals in the Old Testament times.
那他是把自己描述为就是在就是旧约的时代那一个洁净的这牲畜。
That means it was a life without blemish.
那也就是说一有毫无玷污的一生。
Because that's exactly what a clean animal needs to be in Old Testament to be offered to God.
那这正是一个洁净的动物，那必须是这样子的状况才能够来献上给神。
How can a person's life be without blemish?
那一个人他的生命怎么可以毫无玷污呢？
Because in Old Testament times, God made it clear.Even if it is a clean animal, the animal has to be without blemish in order for it to be accepted before God.
因为在旧约里面，那神也就是特意的指出，那即使是洁净的动物，那这个动物也必须是没有任何就瑕疵玷污的，那才能够来蒙神来得到神的悦纳。
The only way that we can be without blemish is to be washed by the blood of Christ.
而我们唯一的是要唯一能够使我们就是毫无玷污的就是借着耶稣基督宝血来洗净。
This is not physical blemish, but spiritual.
那这不是身子上的这是瑕疵玷污，而是属灵上。
You can be in a wheelchair, but saved by the blood of Christ, you are without blemish.
那你可能是坐在轮椅上。那但是你是因为被耶稣基督来拯救，那你也能够成为就是没有瑕疵。
And so the readiness that the Apostle Paul speaks of is its reference to his salvation.
那因此使徒保罗当他说到说预备好的时候，那他是指着他所得的救恩。
As we thank God for this anniversary, we must never, never take for granted that we are children of God.
当我们来在这周年纪念来向神来感恩的时候，让我们都不要，千万不要忘记，我们是神的儿女。
We cannot assume that because I go to church every Sunday, I must be a child of God.
你不能够这样的来假设以为说我每一个主日都到教堂去，那我就是神的儿女。
What if I read the Bible, I must be a child of God.
又或者我读圣经，那我就是神的儿女。
You think every preacher and teacher of God's word are children of God? Obviously not.
那你以为每一个就是 传讲教导神话语的人都是神的儿女吗？那明显的不是。
But someone who has been washed by the blood of Christ, he is a child of God.
然而，那个就是得到耶稣基督宝血洗净的人，那他就是神的儿女。
A person who has been washed by the blood of Christ will now live a holy life.
而一个就是得到耶稣宝血洗净的人，他就是会来活出圣洁的生命。
He has a divine nature, a character within him that is godlike.
那他在他的里面，那有这样的一个就是属神的特性，那就是像神。
That was the word that the Apostle Paul used when we studied the Bible yesterday at church Bible study.
那是使徒保罗他所用的那字眼，当我们昨天在教会查经会里面来研读神的话语的时候，所看见的。
He used the word holily.
他就是用圣洁。
This is not the same as holy.
这不是一般的圣洁。
Holy refers to the external, what someone would do, the conduct and the behavior.
不是指着那外在人所看一个人能够行出来的所谓的圣洁。
Holily is a word that appears only one time in the New Testament, and it describes a person who has a divine nature, a character inside him.
那这样的一个圣洁是在内心里面，那是描述在内在的，那是他的属性。
He thinks like God.
他的心思就像神一样。
He loves like God.
他的爱慕是跟神一样。
He is merciful and gracious.
他是蛮有恩典，蛮有慈爱。
He is patient and he is kind.
他是有忍耐，是能够包容的。
These are the fruit of the Spirit that are found within him.
这是圣灵的果子，那就是在他里面能够找得到的。
That's why this readiness begins with salvation.
那因此这样的一个预备好了，那是从救赎那样的开始。
And this readiness also includes his life of service and ministry.
那这样的一个预备好是就是也包括他的生命，他就是服事的生命。
Paul knew that he was saved and left behind to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
那使徒保罗他知道说他蒙恩得救，被遗留下来是要成为外邦人的使徒。
And led by the Spirit of God, he spent his life on mission trips, bringing the gospel to Gentiles everywhere.
那在神的灵的带领底下，那他就是到各处去，就是把主的福音都来传开，顺从圣灵的带领。
And everywhere he went, almost suffering persecution waited for him.
他到各处去的时候，无论到哪里，那几乎都是遇见这些苦楚，面对逼迫。
And his life was a life of suffering for Christ.Ministering the word of God.
他的一生就是为主来受苦，那就是来服侍神。
He gave his life, he gave his time, he gave his strength, he gave his resources to promote God's kingdom. That's why he was ready.
他把他的一生献上，他付出他的时间，他付出他的这能力一切才干，那他就是用来服侍神，他预备好。
Is this our life too?
我们是不是也是这样的来活？
Make sure of your salvation. After salvation, make sure that you're living the life that Christ wants you to live.
那你要确保自己已经蒙恩得救。那得救了之后，你也要确保说你所活的是基督所愿意你活的生命。
Jesus called that kind of life the cross.
那主耶稣他称这样的一个生命为十字架。
Did he not teach us that? Deny yourself, take up the cross, and follow me.
他岂不是这样教导我们吗？要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
And this we must all do to the very end.
那这是这样的事情，我们都应当来行，而且要行到 末了。
Not only certain parts of our lives, but to the very end of our lives.
那不只是在生命中的某一个时刻，而是持续的一直到生命的末了。
That's why Paul says, "The time of my departure is at hand," means very near.
那因此，使徒保罗说，我离世的时候到了，那这是指的非常接近了。
So he lived a life of sacrifice.
因此他活出这样的一个牺牲的生命。
Now he knew the end was very near.
他这时候知道说他死后已经快到了。
Verse 7 tells us the second characteristic. He will keep the faith. He will keep trusting in Christ no matter what the Lord has planned for him.
那第七节就告诉我们第二个特性，那他会来守住他的信，那他会无论是遭遇什么样的状况，那他都会把他守住，那是神让他遇见的，他都愿意来面对。
The life of faith is always a life of fighting.
那这样的一个信号的生命就是一个充满着战争斗争的生命。
What do we fight for?
我们为什么来斗争呢？
We fight to keep our faith, keep trusting in Christ.
我们就是要来持续的来把，就是我们要来守住我们信靠的心，那持续的来斗争，来守住。
We fight to keep serving Christ.
我们就是持续的斗争，好叫我们能够继续的来服侍神。
We fight to keep obeying Christ regardless of the cost.
那我们无论是遭遇怎么样的状况，我们都愿意就是持续的来顺从基督。
And we fight to the end.
我们也就是这样的斗争到底。
Who do we fight against?
我们是跟谁来斗争呢？
We fight against the temptations that are in the world.
那我们就是来为着就是在这世界所遇见的这些试探引诱来斗争。
The world will try to seduce us with a lot of material things to distract us and lure us away from service and from trusting Christ.
那因为世界会用许多的这些东西，那些物质来引诱我们，来偏离服事，偏离就是信靠。
Remember, we are saved and left behind for service.
要记得我们蒙恩得救遗留下来，就是要我们来服事。
You can't serve when you are not in church.
那如果你不是在教会的里面，你就不能够来服事。
We are left behind and given spiritual gifts to serve God.By serving in the church.
然后我们就是被遗留下来，那就是在教会里面来服侍，是借靠来就是借着神所赐的恩赐在教会里面来服侍。
When we are in the world, we also serve God by only sharing the gospel.
当我们在世界上的时候，我们也是仍然在服侍神，那是来传扬福音。
That's what the world needs.
那是世人所需要的。
But in the church, we are co-laborers with God, serving one another, helping each other grow in our faith.
在教会的里面我们是彼此都是同工，那就是在以教会里面彼此的来在信心上彼此的来扶持长进。
When the world seduces you.You are no longer in church. You are traveling most of the time. You are in the world most of the time. And so your service has now more or less stopped.
那当这世界吸引了你，那你一直都在多数的时候都在外头行程的当中，那你就是不能够来服侍神，你的服侍基本上就已经停顿了。
You also fight against your own family.
那你也是来与你自己的家人来斗争。
Because our family members are the ones who can challenge and test our love for Christ the greatest.
那因为我们的家庭成员，我们的家人，那是能够来给予我们最大的考验，就是考验我们对神的爱的最大的考验。
Because of all the people on earth.Is our family not the ones that we love the most?
那因为在这世上，所有的人当中， 我们家里的人岂不是我们最爱的吗?
And our family members are the ones who can challenge our love for God and for Christ with all our heart, our soul, our strength, and our mind.
我们的家庭成员, 他们是能够来考验, 考验我们对主的爱, 我们考验我们是否是全, 尽心尽意尽力地来爱我们的主。
And that can cause us to disobey the word of God, resulting in sin.
那可能会使到我们就是来, 就是违背神的吩咐, 以致导致我们就是落入罪中。
We fight against ourselves.
我们也跟自己来斗争。
Because we want to do God's will, and yet we also want to do our own will. And when our own will does not match with God's will, we have a problem.
因为我们愿意来行神的旨意, 但是我们也愿意来行自己的心意。 当, 我们的心意跟神的旨意不能够吻合的时候, 那我们就是会, 行差踏错了。
Do you remember what the Apostle Paul shared when he said, I counted all these things as dung, and I continue to count all these things as dung, those praises of men, in order for me to pursue after the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
还记得吗? 使徒保罗, 他就是说, 他说, 我看一切为粪土, 那一切人的颂赞, 一切在地上的名义地位, 这些, 我都看为粪土, 好叫我能够专心的来追求, 来在基督里来继续的来成长。
Those things that he counted as dung were all about himself.
那些他看为粪土的都是关系到他自己的。
I am a Pharisee of Pharisees, he was thinking.
他就是这样子来想说我是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
I am from the tribe of Benjamin, where we had our first king of Israel.
我是出自于便雅悯支派, 那是我们以色列第一个君王, 就是从那里出来的。
He used to take pride in all those things.
他曾经一时是 为着这些来感到骄傲。
And so when he became a Christian, he counted them as dung, he says.
那因此当他成为基督徒的时候, 他把这些都看为是粪土。
But then immediately after that, a few verses later, he says, I continue to count them as dung, which means he continued to think about them.
然后在接下来的几节, 他就也继续与我们分享说, 他说我持续地把这些来看为粪土, 那也意味着说, 他仍然 就是持续地想到这些。
He still was fighting against all these things that was within him.
那他是仍然还在那里, 就是跟这些在他里面的这一些来斗争。
That's why we have to fight against our willful self.
那因此我们是必须来, 就是与我们这个, 就是想要, 照着自己心意来行的这个心, 来斗争。
So that we can continue to love Christ appearing.
好叫我们能够继续的来爱慕, 爱慕基督的显现。
Because when you win this fight, this battle, you will fight to the end, you will finish the race, the course that God set for you, holding on to your faith.
那因为如果你能够这样的来持续到底, 斗争到末了, 那能够守住, 就是神所赐给你的这样的一个, 信心, 持守到底。
The first characteristic is a life of sacrifice.
那第一个特性是这样的一个牺牲的生命。
The second characteristic is a life of faith to the end.
第二个特性是信靠直到末了的这样的一个生命。
The third characteristic in verse 8, he lived a righteous life.
那第八节让我们看到那第三个属性就是他活出那样的一个正公义的生命。
That's why he shared with us here that there was a crown of righteousness laid up, reserved for me with my name on it.
那因此他在这里他与我们分享说那有公义的冠冕为我存留, 那在这个冠冕上有我的名字。
Laid up for me, that means my name. Moses can't wear it. Abraham can't wear it. It was reserved only for the Apostle Paul.
那在这里说为我存留, 那意思就是说, 那摩西不能够来带, 那其他人不能够来带, 那这唯有, 就是 为着保罗而设，保罗来带。
This is a righteous life that begins with salvation.
那这样的一个公义正义的生命是从得救恩开始。
This is a righteous life that was lived according to God's will.
这样的一个正义的生命是按照神的心意来活的。
He knew God's will was for him to be an apostle to the Gentiles, and he lived that life.
那他知道说神为他立的旨意是要他来成为那外邦人的使徒，那因此他就活出这样的一个生命。
He held on to the faith to the very end, keep on trusting in Christ, and keep on living the life as an apostle to the Gentiles.
那他就是持守着这样的一个生命，那就是一直的持守着来活出这样的一个外邦人使徒的生命。
When he wrote this epistle, he was now in prison in Rome.
那当他写这封书信的时候，他这时候是在罗马的监狱里。
He was no longer under house arrest.
他已经不再是在家中是被软禁。
When he wrote the other prison epistles, like the Ephesians, like Philippians,He was under house arrest.
那当他写其他的这监狱书信，就像这以弗所、腓立比书的时候，那个时候他是在自己的住处受软禁。
There were soldiers watching over him, but he was still comfortable living in the house.
那虽然有兵丁就是看守着他，但是他在自己家中仍然有一定的舒适。
He was still able to receive visitors. That's how he knew.Of some of the problems in these churches, that's why he wrote those prison epistles.
那他就是仍然能够来听闻一些外界的事情，关于教会的状况，因此他也知道外头这些的状况，因此他能够来写出那些监狱书信。
Because the persecutors and the accusers of the Apostle Paul were the Jews in the Sanhedrin Council.
那因为当时候。就是提供他逼迫他逼迫保罗的是那犹太公会的领袖。
History tells us that Paul was released for a while.
那历史告诉我们说使徒保罗曾经一段时间被释放。
That would be around 64-65 AD.
那大概是在主后64-65年。
But do you know what happened in AD 64?
你知道主后六十四年发生什么事情吗
？Nero burned part of Rome and blamed it on the Christians.
那尼禄王他把罗马城的一部分给烧了，不过他把这样的一个罪怪罪于基督徒。
From that point onwards, all Christians, Gentiles and Jews alike will now face persecution.
那从那一刻开始，那所有的基督徒，那无论是犹太人或者是外邦人，那都一样，那都要面对逼迫。
And they persecuted Christians by crucifying them or by throwing them into the lion's den to be fed by lions.
他们是接着就是把基督徒钉在十字架，或者是把他们丢到这狮子坑里，让他们去面对以死亡这样的方式来逼迫他们。
And it was during this period of time that Paul was rearrested, and this time no longer under house arrest, they placed him in a dark, dirty, cold, and rat-infested dungeon.
那这就是在这情况底下，那使徒保罗再一次的就是被抓关在牢里。那这一回不再是像之前在那样的一个比较舒适的环境，而是这时候是在又黑暗又潮湿充满着这些就是在这样的一个污秽，或者是充满着这些老鼠这些的这个地牢里。
Soon after he finished this epistle, the Lord will take him home.
那就在他写了这封书信不久，那神就把他接回天家。
His righteous life was based upon God's word.
那他这样的一个公义或者是正义的生命是基于神的话语。
It was not a perfect life. He sinned just like all of us sin.
那这不是一个完全的生命，那他也犯罪，像我们每一个人都一样，都会犯罪。
A righteous life is a life where a person repents of his sins.
那一个公义正义的生命，那是一个人当他就是犯罪的时候，他会来为着罪来悔改。
He keeps asking God to give him the strength not to sin.
那他时刻的求神赐给他力量，好叫他不犯罪。
And every time he sins, he hates it, and he begs God for forgiveness and asks God for more strength not to sin again.
那每当他犯罪的时候，他是厌恶这样的一个罪，他也求神饶恕，他也求神赐给他力量，好叫他不再持续的来犯这些罪。
That is the mind and the heart of one who is righteous in Christ.
那这样的人，他是在基督里他是公义，是正义的。
He knows that every time he sins, the witness of Christ in his life will now be affected negatively.
那他知道说，每当他犯罪的时候，那他就是在他生命中所写的见证都会产生一个负面的影响。
He will protect the image of Christ in his life.
他会来维护那基督的在他生命里基督的形象。
He will do everything in his power to make sure that the holy witness of Christ is manifested by the way that he lives.
那他会尽所能的来就是确保说那这基督在他里面的那形象能够就是借着他的生活来显露出来。
And the only way to do that is to live a life according to the Holy Bible.
那要来这么做，那唯一能够这样的来成就的，就是要来活出，就是照着圣经所吩咐的来活出一生。
Because he knows that the Lord on the day of his judgment will judge the Apostle Paul like everyone else.
他因为他知道说就是到时候那这位审判的主，那他将会来审判使徒保罗，就像审判任何人一样。
The judges of the world judge the Apostle Paul's faithfulness and they killed him.
那这世上的审判官叫他们审判判断说保罗他是忠心的，不过他们就是把他杀害了。
The world hated his righteous life.
那世人就是厌恶他这样的一个正义公义的生命。
That's why the Apostle Paul understood that he was living for the righteous judge.
那因此使徒保罗他知道说他是为着这位公义审判的主来活。
Did he not share this with us in verse 8?
那岂不是在第八节来告诉我们这样的
事呢？ Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me, that is the crown of righteousness at that day, and not to me only, but to all them also that what? Love his appearing.
那就是按着公义审判的主，那到了那日要赐给我的，不但是赐给我也是赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
That means we also can have a crown of righteousness with our name on it if we also live a life of sacrifice, a life of faith, a life that is righteous in the eyes of the righteous judge.
那也意味着说，那我们也将会有这样的一个公义的冠冕为我们来存留，有我们的名字在上头。那如果我们是活出一个牺牲的生命，活出一个信靠的生命，那活出一个正义的为基督来活出正义的生命。
We thank God for watching over the Mandarin congregation all these 40 plus years.
我们感谢神，在这过去40多个年头，那神他看顾着我们华语崇拜。
There were ups and downs. There were battles that we fought.
那间中有风风雨雨，那我们在间中也有许许多多的斗争。
But as we look at the past, never forget to look at the present.
当我们来回顾过去的时候，那也让我们不要忘记现今。
And this morning, based upon this message, do you love Christ appearing?
那今天早晨基于这一堂信息，那就是要问的，就是你是否爱慕他的显现。
Some of us may love Christ appearing when we were students.
那我们当中可能在有一些人可能在学生时代的时候是爱慕基督的显现。
But do you still love Christ appearing now that you are parents?
这时候当你已经成为父母了，那你是不是也仍然是爱慕基督的显现呢？
You still love Christ appearing now that you are grandparents?
那这时候你已经成为祖父祖母，你是不是是否仍然还是爱慕基督的显现呢？
The only ones who will not love Christ appearing right now are those who are not living a life that is sacrificial, not living a life of faith, and not living a righteous life.
那些不爱慕这个时候不再爱慕基督显现的那些人就是那些没有活出牺牲的生命，没有活出信号的生命，没有活出正义的生命的人。
Because if we are truly born again, we have to repent if we are not living the kind of life that will have a crown of righteousness waiting for us.
那因为我们若是已经重生得救的人，那我们若不是活出这样的一个生命，是能够有这样的一个公义的冠冕为我们存留的生命的话，那我们就必须要来认罪，来悔改。
We must also look into the future.
我们也应当来展望将来。
Do you think there will be another 40 over years before the Lord appears?
你想是不是还有仍然就40多年那主耶稣基督才来到呢？
Look at the world, look at the signs of Christ's return, and your answer has to be no.
那你放眼看这个世界，放眼看那些迹象，那你的答案应该是不。
Christ appearing is very near.
基督的再来应该是很基督再来已经很近。
Whether your love is appearing or not, he will appear.
那无论你爱不爱慕他的显现，他都会显现。
But will he find us loving him unconditionally and sacrificially when he appears?
那他来到的时候，他会不会看到我们是那样的就是毫无条件就是牺牲的来爱他。
When he appears, the day of salvation is over, the day of judgment begins.
当他显现的时候，那救赎的日子就过去了，那审判的日子来到。
The evil and the wicked will be evil and wicked forever.
那些罪恶邪恶的就会永远都罪恶邪恶。
The holy and righteous will be holy and righteous forever.
那些圣洁公义的就会永远的圣洁公义。
Which one describe you?
那这两者哪一个是你在刻画你呢？
If we are evil and wicked, we can still repent today and become holy and righteous in Christ.
我们若是罪恶邪恶今天是这样子，但是你仍然能够来接着就是认罪悔改在基督里来成为公成为这这个公义圣洁。
Let us pray.
我们起来祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有慈爱、满有恩典的圣天父。
Search me, O God, and know my heart.
求主查验我的内心。
Try me and know my thoughts.
求主来试验，知道我的意念。
That if there be any wicked way in me, lead me in the way everlasting.
若在我里面有任何就是邪恶。求主来引领我，就走在那永恒的道路上。
We thank you, God, for preserving the Calvary Pandan, both the English and the Mandarin congregation.
我们感谢主你的施恩眷顾这班丹教会堂，就是华语崇拜跟英语崇拜。
We acknowledge that if not for thy grace and mercies, we would be consumed.
我们承认，若不是因着你的慈爱恩典，我们早已灭亡了。
Calvary Pandan would fall by the wayside as we see many churches have fallen.
我们知道说，班丹教堂也可能像许多已经败落的这些教会一样的败落了。
May thou be merciful, Lord, to preserve our footsteps in Christ Jesus.
求主这施恩怜悯来继续保守我们的每一脚步都行在基督里。
May all of us live lives that are sacrificial, lives of faith, and lives that are righteous according to the Holy Scriptures.
求主帮助我们每一个人都活出 这样的一个牺牲的生命，活出那样的一个信号的生命，活出这样的一个正义的生命，遵照你话语所吩咐的。
For in that kind of life, we long for Christ, we love Christ appearing, just as the Apostle Paul loved Christ appearing.
因为这样的生命，我们就能够像使徒保罗爱慕你基督的显现，来爱慕基督的显现。
And the crown of righteousness with our name on it awaits us.
那公义的冠冕就是有我们的名字的，那是为我们来存留。
Cleanse us and wash us, O God, of all our sins.
求主来洁净我们，使到我们就是守节心清，一切的罪被除。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.